Okay, good evening, everybody. We'll call to order the American Fort Mapp Pond Water District Board meeting December 2nd, 2025, held at 6:30. We're a little bit late. We're at 6:45 to start. We need to get through this pretty quick. American Fort Public Works Building, conference room. Do a roll call. Ernie John, board member, chairman, president, Clark Bronson, secretary, Dick Meekum, chairman, treasurer, and Jay Brams, or not chairman, treasurer, board member, treasurer, Jay Brams, board member. And item one is review a little manual local special service district. So I learned some things this year. I attended, because I'm on another board, I attended the Association of Special Service Districts and Special Districts of the State of Utah. They sent out a mailer every few years asking if we want to join. I didn't think it would benefit us. In hindsight, I think it will, so we really can't make a change, but I'd like it for our next meeting next year to put on there to review and potentially join that organization. I got trained every 3 years. Board members need to be trained, and I didn't realize it was every 3 years. They're on board member training. It can be done online. You can go right on the state auditor's website. Every year we have to be trained on the Open Meetings Act. And so for January, we'll schedule that training and they will come down and train us. Actually, I've taken the training. I can train us, and I've got two different sets of slides, one from the city and one from the North Point Special Service Districts. But we have to be trained every year as board members. And once we're trained on any board, Dick and I sat on a board that we were trained on. And once we're trained on any board, we can take the either the minutes from the meeting or a certificate if they give it to us, and we can give that to the other boards we're on. But each board is required, the secretary is required to keep that. Then once you're elected as a board member, you have a year to be trained as a board member, and then that training has to be renewed every 3 years. So I have a certificate that said I was trained, and I can give that to every organization. So the 911 board, the dump board, this board, North Utah County Water Conservancy District, I can talk district, and I can, any of us then can say, we only need to be trained once every 3 years, and it affects all the boards we're on. So we don't have to be trained for every board, but we do have to have that board member training renewed every 3 years, and we can either do it online, or if we attend their conference, then they'll give a certificate that says, I've been trained, and in this case, I take a copy, give it to Clark, and it goes into our records for the board meeting. So we've done okay, but we need to do better and on this special service district training. And that's what's really nice, is being part of that organization. They'll give us a set of slides so we can be trained on the Open Meetings Act every year. That's part of what you get, is on the website, there's all this training that we can do in this meeting, and then we're done with the training for that period of time. So there, the Open Meeting Act is really important, and basically it says we can't, like tonight, we're gonna hold a public meeting, and when it comes time to hold a public meeting, we'll open the public meeting, and we'll ask for comments. And, I forgot, Evan Bronson is here, and he's from the public, and so when it comes time, he'll have the opportunity if he wants to make any comments. So that not just the little manual, I don't believe is good enough. I think we need to go to the next level and be part of an organization that gives us the opportunity. Remember how we struggled over a purchasing policy? They have a purchasing policy in there that we can just take, cut and paste, put our name in there, and enact it and make it part of our bylaws at that point in time. Okay. So it's very valuable. I didn't think it would. So I'd like that for the next, an action item on the next board meeting, that we review and talk about and discuss becoming a part of that association and what the associated costs would be. And I'll have all of that. So that's number one. Number two, let's go to City Water Supply. I haven't had anybody come to Metro.
What about appointing another member?
Okay, Clark Taylor is actually a member.
Okay.
He's been appointed, he's an appointed member. And he had to be somewhere tonight, and that's what's gonna happen. He's appointed to John. I still need one more member, but Clark Taylor is a member of this board right now, but he's not here. One thing I found out, our board member stipend is $250 a year, right, Clark?
Yep.
So Utah law had us, Dick and I get paid if we attend a meeting. And we could only go up to, as a board member, you could only go up to $5,000 a year. So there were times when we had extra meetings that we couldn't be paid for because there was a cap. State of Utah this year removed that cap. So that's another item we need to discuss for our next meeting is board member compensation and how we want to handle that. Do we want to handle it per meeting? Do we want to handle it per year? And I think it's really funny because the state auditor was there and I said, okay, and they said reasonable. I said, what does reasonable mean? And I asked the question and he said, okay, in one instance, we had a board down in Southern Utah and reasonable to them is not the same as to us. They paid their board members $5,000 if they attended one meeting. He said, that's not reasonable. He said, that's not the way it works. Okay. I explained what we were doing with Utah County and he said, absolutely, because you're showing up. We get paid every board meeting. You're showing up, you're participating, you're being paid. If you don't show up, you don't get paid. But you don't get paid for a whole year for just showing up. That's not the way it works.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I don't think anybody in their right mind, but we discussed it a fair amount. He said, to be reasonable and what they're doing and what a board that Dick and I sit on is totally reasonable. For the dump, they reimburse us for mileage, and I think we end up with a total of about $300 a year, a check for $150 twice a year for mileage, and that's how they do it. We're going to discuss that, how we want to handle that. We may change that, but the state has really changed the way they're doing it. I would not have had a clue if I wasn't part of that organization for another board.
Right.
So
it's good to know.
Yeah.
Different options.
Yeah, and so just so you know, the state can look at our budget, us being paid $250 is reasonable. There's no discussion there at all. I mean, that falls under the reasonable category. Mm-hmm. But, it's rather interesting that they have removed that cap. I mean, the state's going to really watch people to see what they do.
Yeah.
And if they want to go to $25,000 a year, I guarantee they're going to stomp them hard. They won't allow that to happen. So, anything else on number one?
No.
Okay, let's go to item number two, purchase and sale of water rights. We don't have to go into executive session. As of now, the city is very happy with the way we're managing the water rights we have. I have attended multiple Provo River Water Users Association meetings this year. And I represented two hats. I did take in my proxy for American Fork Metropolitan. They require a written proxy now, Provo River does. So what I do is I print out a paper that says Ernie John has the right to vote the shares for American Fork Metropolitan Water District. And I sign it, Chairman, American Fork Metropolitan Water District, Ernie John. And I said, I'm signing my own letter. And they said, most people do, but that's what we need unless they're like Salt Lake. Now, what's really interesting is, in truth, my votes mean nothing because that is board votes shares every single time. So they, when Sandy, Salt, Metropolitan Water District of Salt Lake and Sandy hold the majority of the 100,000 shares, we hold 500 shares. And there's 100,000 shares.
Yeah.
And they hold over 50,000 shares, just that one organization. So in truth, they could do the voting and
just do what they want.
They don't do it that way, and I'm really grateful. I found it was interesting. We had a special assessment this year. We had to, the way it's going to go, we're going to have to give up some of our water. And I talked to Jay about it. in Deer Creek, we had to put a new outlet for Deer Creek. We drilled a 5-foot tunnel through the dam, below the dam, all the way up. We assembled a structure out on land, got it all engineered, it fit. Then we took a barge out and we assembled it underwater and we sealed it. And then we bored a tunnel into that structure. And we hit it. But we're over $100,000 for this whole project. Because the outlet that feeds the power plant is over 100 years old. It's 110 years old, put in the 1930s. So it hadn't been serviced since then. That valve has been operating, open and closing, feeding that power plant for 100 years. And it needs service. And we had no way to service because we had no way to feed the power plant. And two, how do you get in there? It isn't sealed up. Well, it's part of the project. Once the new valve and everything's operational, then we'll go put another structure in and we'll seal that one so then we can seal it and go in there and work on that valve. But it's been working since the 30s. Pretty cool. But what they wanted is we had a grant that went through the EPA, and it was $4,000 of the $100,000. And they went all the way through, and it went all the way to Washington, and the EPA said, no, this is a Bureau of Reclamation dam. It's a dam upgrade, which we don't believe it is. We're not upgrading. They pulled $100,000. Yeah, they pulled $4,000 away. So then we went to the legislature and asked if we could get a special grant, and they said, yeah, you can. But we're going to call it a grant, but it's not really a grant. You've got to give us 15,000 acre feet of water for the Great Salt Lake, and it can't be high water. It's got to be water that you use during the normal water year. And you've got 15 years to do it. So at any time during those 15 years, but you've got to, ahead of the water season in March, we've got to say, we're going to give you X amount this year. So as American Fork Metropolitan, we can go all the way through and not give them any water, and then they're going to charge us about $1,000 an acre foot at the very end if we don't do it. And we can get a 5-year extension if we need to. I attended multiple meetings. They laid it out. It is totally political in the sense that 15,000 acre feet to the Great Salt Lake over 15 years, is it 30,000 over 15 years, means absolutely nothing. To the level of the lake, it really doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But it's a political statement, and I'm disappointed in the legislature to call it a grant. We all are, because it's not a grant if we have to pay for it. But they ask all of us shareholders how we do it. Are we willing to participate? And when everything was said and done, again, Metropolitan Water District, Salt Lake Sandy, and Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, they own all the water and the majority of the water in for Provo River. And they voted yes. And after everything was said and done, I, in consultation with Jay, voted yes too. We'll be able to say, when we have a good year, we'll know in March, we think we can give this much every year. And we can choose to do it 1 year. We can choose to do it a little bit in every year. We can say, oh, we're in a drought. We need all the water. Our goal is when we believe there will be 100% allocation, then we'll give our water that much. And it's not that many acre feet. 500 shares, it's not that many acre feet. So Jay and I are just going to strategically watch the water, and when the time is right, we'll say, I think we're going to give it all in 1 year is what we want to do. I think it'd be easier, and we'll say, oh, things are looking really good. You're going to get it this year. This was a rotten year. In March, it looked like it was going to be good. We still got 100% allocation, so we're going to have to look at the lake levels. It's going to take some juggling, but one, it was the right thing to do. We need the $4 million. Without $4 million, it's going to be hard. They pulled everybody down to the little, there's a little irrigation company in Camas that has 22 shares, and they wanted to know how they felt. The hard part was they hadn't been in all the planning meetings like I had, and I attended all the meetings, and the short answer is we needed $4 million. It's something that we can realistically do, and so I said AmeriCorps Met Potable Water District supports the decision. I did, just so you know, if you want to go back and listen, Ernie was there, I was up at the table asking a whole bunch of questions, and over a series of meetings, and I got them all answered to our satisfaction. And I will tell you right now that $250 didn't come close to all the time I spent in those meetings. But
that's sometimes when you're like, oh, maybe.
Yeah. I'll tell the mayor somebody else can take this over. I'd rather not do it. But I spent a lot of time in meetings and a lot of time with Jeff Budge and the people there. Because I was so active, one thing that I got was there is a turnout for that was Pat Robinson's. She had to pay for it because she had owned water in the Murdoch Canal. It is only a few hundred feet from where we get our water off the Murdoch Canal. It's like turnout V5 or something. I talked to Jeff Fox. Jeff?
Dave
Fox. And in talking with him and Jeff Budge, one of our struggles is on a dry year, we need more volume than our turnout will allow us to take. They said we can have that turnout at no charge. The turnout's there. Pat turned it back over to Provo River. Dave Fox says, if we want to go look at her turnout and go look at it, it would allow us to take another 10 second feed if we wanted to.
Yeah, I think at times we'd need it. I mean, I've operated it to, you know, to kind of make the water last throughout the year, but if we needed a big bulk at once or, you know, the course of a month's time, then we could, that's the only way to get it.
That's the only way to get it. They will work with us. We can tie into the existing pipeline. We're going to have to tie into that pipeline and turn it into our lower pond. It's also another way to get water into our a bigger stream. Provo River said, yep. What do you tell us when you want to tie into it. We'll work with you with all the as-builts and stuff. Now, American Fork City is going to have to pay to turn it, to tie into that line and get it into our system. But the short answer is, he can get water at pressure that we don't have to pump into our system. And that's something we need to be working over the next few years. But we've got permission from them. I mean, we'll have to finalize an agreement and everything. Right. But short answer is, because of all that participation, they said, sure. Our cost is going to be hooking into it, correct, Jay. That's it.
Yep. That'll be good.
So that's where we are in water supply. Jay and I have been working on it. And I've been spending a fair amount of time doing this. I've got a very good relationship, as does American Fork City, not just me, it isn't me, but we, I'll let you use when Jay and I attend these meetings, the irrigators meeting stuff, we have a great relationship with the people that deliver water and work with us. You agree?
Oh yeah, Jeremy's been good.
Dave Fox has been good, and Jeff Budge has even been good working with me. Him and I have went back and forth several times on some things, and he's been really good to work with. So I'm grateful that we have that for water supply. We now have a plan moving forward to get some more water in volume if we need it. So let's go to item number 3. Let's go over our financial report. And let's at the start of this, so now I learned something. This is a public meeting. We are in a public open meetings. But to approve our budget, we need to open a public meeting section. So I'm going to open the public meeting for Metropolitan Water District, and we have one person here, Evan Bronson, above and beyond our board, and there is no one online, so we don't, and that's something we need, is we need an online process to do online meetings, which we can do with that, adopt it, but we have nothing adopted for online meetings. So, there's no one online, and the only member of the public that's here is Evan Bronson. Do you have any comments for our...
No.
Okay. He said no, so hearing no more comments, is there any more comments in the room? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public meeting portion of the meeting. That pertains to our annual budget, so now we can go through the financials and get to the annual budget. So, Clark, if you want to start there on item A.
Okay.
Let's talk about the financial statements for September and October. If you turn your page, you got the September financial statements. There was some interest income there, as well as some professional fees. That was my time for the last quarter. So you can show it was a loss of $1,500 there. You take over the next page, which is the year to date, shows a net income of $7,782. You can see there we had the fees charged to American Fork City for Provo River, and then you have the expenses there behind it, showing that income of $7,700. The next page is a balance sheet. You can see that there it shows the checking account, the two CDs, the accounts receivable. No real change there. The next page is the bank statement for September. There was just the one check, which is that $1,894.51. And that was it. Shows that's reconciled there on that third page.
Okay, that was September's.
Yep. Any questions on September? Do you want to do them both at the same time? Or?
Yep, let's do them both at the same time.
Okay. Next page is the October profit and loss for the month of October. You can see there was another invoice to American Fork City for Highland Conservation. They've done good to get us that invoice sooner so we can get it done and get mm-hmm. the check done.
Yep. And I, Dick and I signed the check and I dropped, or was it Jay and I? Jay and I signed the check and I dropped it off okay. to Joy Ruff.
Perfect. Professional fees, that was for my time for that previous quarter. And then so total net income of $2,882
okay.
for the month of October.
Now, just for the record, so we, Highland Conservation, their check was $35,417.66 to Highland Conservation.
For American Fork City.
For was that the billing to American
Fork? Yeah. I'm sorry, Highland that was $32,000.
Highland was $32,000 and that was the billing for thank you. Yep. Yeah, Highland was $32,531.51, correct?
$32,197.87.
That was Highland Conservation.
Yep.
Then the billing to American Fork was $35,417.
Correct. 10% markup there.
10%, and that's where the okay. Okay.
Okay. Next is the January through October summary profit and loss. You see the net income of $10,665 at the bottom.
Okay.
Balance sheet again. Only change there was the invoice to American Fork City that hadn't showed paid yet.
Right.
And then the next page is the budget as of January through the end of October. Look at the bottom again. Net income shows $10,665. That's current. That matches with our profit and loss statement. Mm-hmm. The next line over is the budgeted amount of $50,409. The difference there is about $40,000. If you go to the top, we put into our budget to have the ability to sell water, and so that shows an income from sale of water of $76,000. We haven't sold any water, and so that income's not in there. So if right. That's the biggest difference for the change, or the difference at the bottom. If you scroll through that, that's really what that amounts to. Next page is the October bank statement. Again, there's the single check of for my time for the previous quarter. There was no other transactions. Any questions on the bank reconciliation, the statements for September through October?
I make a motion to approve the financials of September and October.
Second.
Okay, motion by Jay, second by Dick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We may have to, it wasn't clear and they didn't answer me. We may have to go to voice roll call votes. We'll have to see. I think we're small enough we can do it just the way we're doing it in terms of total dollars. Okay.
Item B is to review and approve the minutes from the October 7th meeting. I sent those out kind of late yesterday. I don't know if anyone had a chance to review those.
Meeting minutes of the
Dick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Okay. Next is the proposed budget for 2026 for the American Fork Metropolitan Water District. The differences that are here compared to what we talked about last meeting.
This is last meeting was proposed. This is actually final budget, isn't it?
It is until you say, yeah, it's
yep.
good.
Yep.
So I wrote that proposed yep. just to know if there's any yep. more changes, we can make a note and then
yep.
amend it as such. We had on there the income from sale of water of $76,300. We increased the amount of the professional fees. That was roughly double what it was last time.
Okay.
And then we increased the Provo Res water amount. So the, excuse me, it was the Provo River water users increased that amount to show what you expected to be. So it shows yep. a net income of roughly $12,732.
Okay. Based on our pass-through billings to American Fork
City. Yep.
I believe that we ought to look at our professional fees. And the reason I say that is I know we doubled it. We know that there will be some things with Ron Stewart, with Gilbert and Stewart Accounting, some additional costs. I don't know that we covered them all, and additional costs with Clark, because as we do the handover of Clark, you and Ron are going to have to spend some time together. So
yep.
I'm not sure that that number is not good enough, to tell you okay. the truth. I would like that to be about $10,000 rather than $7,100.
Okay.
Jay, what do you and Dick think? I'm just looking. It won't be a year after year continuing. It's just going to be part of the handover. Is what I'm not sure we're high enough there. We can amend the budget later, but knowing what's coming, I think that's something that we can plan on.
I think that's a good idea.
Are we okay with that?
Yep. So add $3,000 to that. We'll just do it.
Okay,
$10,100.
Okay, add $3,000 to it, and so it'd be $10,100.
And then our net income at that point will be $9,732.
Okay.
Where's that?
At just the bottom.
At the very bottom here.
So
it decreased the net income from $12,000 to $9,000. Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion on here, changes? I think we've covered the best we can. Actually, you've got $30,500 for Highland Conservation. This year it was, what was it this year? It was higher than that, wasn't it, Clark?
It was like 32.
Go back to that last one. Yeah, Highland Conservation was $32,197.87. And then we billed American Fork $34,000. Am I right, Clark? Am I missing something?
$35,000.
I'm looking at the American Fork, the reconciliation checking account. We wrote a check to Highland Conservation for $32,197.87.
Yep.
We've only got next year's budget for $30,500. We know that number is going to go up.
Okay.
Because we're under what we paid this year anyway. So having it under there, thoughts, Jay, Dick, what do you think?
Might as well add some to it. So yeah. It's already there.
What, 35?
Five. Let's add five to make it 35,500. Is that?
Yep.
Okay.
That would change your income up there as well.
Okay, and then that would bring our income down to $4,732, right?
No, because we would increase the amount we invoice to American Fork City by 10%.
We would, so what would?
$39,500.
Okay. So what would that do to our bottom line then?
That'd add, make it about $15,700.
Okay.
Round numbers.
Okay. And I apologize. I should have done. I mean, I looked at this earlier and planned on.
I looked at the Provo Res water amount.
Yep.
And
bumped it like we always do.
I missed the wrong. Anyway.
That's okay. It's That's why we're looking at it.
Yep.
Evan's bored, I can tell. Sorry. Watching something on YouTube. Okay, that brings us to income of $15,700 if we add $5,000 to our Highland Conservation.
Yep.
Okay, any other changes? Any thoughts on it, Clark? Are we good now, you feel?
Should be good, and that $15,000 gives us a little cushion there.
It does. It does. Okay. Remember, we can always, if we come in under budget, we can move categories, we can move money between categories. But if we ever go over budget, we have to then have a budget amendment, and that is a public meeting, and an open public meeting, same thing, we ask for comments to amend the budget. Mm-hmm. So, not that I'm against it, we just did it in another board, but I learned some more too that I think we're covered there. So I would entertain a motion for the January-December 2026 budget as amended.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Motion by Dick, second by Jay. Any discussion? Let's do this as a voice vote. That's what, on budgets, that's what I've learned we need to do. So Ernie John is an aye. Dick Meekum.
Aye.
Jay Brims.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. The budget, it passes. And I did learn something else too. When, being as we have a full board member is five, a quorum is three, all three of us have to vote in aye. Even though there's three of us, and if two of us voted aye and one voted nay, it goes back to the total amount of the total quorum. So there's three of us, we all have to be unanimous for this vote to pass.
Really?
Yes, that is one of the rules. I learned that from Mayor Frost and from my training, because we had a city council meeting where we only had three of us, and we had to all be it all had to be unanimous. So we were unanimous, but that's how it had to be.
That's all I got.
Okay, so for the next meeting, which would be March 3rd, we need a couple things on the agenda. We need one to consider to join the Utah Associated Public Special Districts. We need to appoint Gilbert and Stewart as our new accounting firm for the secretary, and appoint Ron Stewart as secretary. And then he and Clark can be working in the meantime over as our as the turnover. And being this is your last meeting here, those items need to be on the agenda. Clark?
Got it.
Thank you. You bailed us out when we were in a bad time. We did get our audit, and when Mike Shumway was embezzling from the irrigation company, he did not embezzle from this board. This board's financials were all straight, and we were audited, and everything was good. But Clark, you stepped in when it was hard time, and we want you to know that we appreciate that as a board.
Thank you.
I've
enjoyed serving with each of you.
It's been a fun ride, and it's been uneventful, which is what I really like.
That's nice.
Always good, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's always good.
No one likes a creative accountant.
Man, I'm telling you, the state auditor did. There was some new, this Associated Special Service Districts, they supported 27 bills last session. They opposed three. 22 of the ones they supported were passed, and all three of the ones they opposed did not pass through the legislature. And they watched, the legislature is looking at special districts, and that's a good thing. And the auditor is keeping an eye on us. But I'm glad that there's training out there so we know more what to do, and that's one of the reasons I'd like to join this association. I couldn't find where we were doing anything wrong. Our numbers on our fraud assessments are good. So we're doing good. I don't know if we need to do better, but we got to change. And Clark, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
So does anybody have anything else?
Again,
just have the checks there. Need to get signed. Just make sure you don't sign your own.
Yeah, yep. The top two.
And then
need to be signed by Ernie.
Okay.
You'll get your token $250.
I sat through one meeting already. That was worth more than that, I'm telling you guys. That was a 3-hour board meeting. And yours truly probably spent the better part of an hour, but it wasn't a bad thing. There was a lot of questions that came up. They had anticipated all but a couple, but there was a couple of questions that were unanticipated. And it was nice because we talked about them, and it was in the final, then those questions came up in the final meeting with some of the smaller irrigation companies, and they were Bean's questions asked in earlier meetings, we were ready to answer them at later board meetings. So I'm just grateful I'm not on that board. That's a rough one. But the good news is the representative from Salt Lake, Laura Briefer, has become a friend, and she's become a asset for me in other places. So I think that relationship that we have with that board now, which we